will gain the support of the administration and be signed into law. Thank you.
Representative Breckman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ms. Gall, I personally have read the Women's Rights booklet years ago, and I find it very dismaying to say that the governor is not allowing these documents to be passed out. It's one of the finest documents I've seen, and certainly enlightened me on legal aspects in this day.
I think it has helped very many women because it's had wide distribution and been reprinted and updated several times.
Exactly.
Representative Greenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mrs. Gall, one thing you said did concern me. I gather that you had requested that some documents be sent from the current Women's Commission for use in the by this committee. You would ask them to give you some documents for transmittal to this committee?
In fact, I was not speaking of myself, but I was speaking about the sponsor's efforts to get these materials, which were eventually sent, but did not meet with a very positive response on the first phone call.
Do you know any more details than that?
No, because what I had heard is actually secondhand, and I guess I'd like you to get that information.
Mr. Chairman, at the appropriate time, I would ask whether Sherry Paul is able to give us some firsthand information. The reason I'm concerned about this is from time to time, and when your husband and I were co-chair of the Judiciary Committee last year, you may recall we had quite a time getting some documents from a particular department, and we finally had to threaten a subpoena. I'm not saying that something like this has occurred here, but I am always concerned if an executive agency is not immediately forthcoming with a legislative request. That has nothing to do with this bill, and if in fact that's true and we have a moment, at some point I would certainly like to take 2 minutes of this committee's time and hear if that in fact occurred here, because I am concerned any time that occurs.
Representative Baker.
Mr. Chairman, I share Representative Gruenberg's concern, and I feel just as strongly about that as I did about the prior issue. You know, if we're expected to do our job here, and if the request for information is to come to this committee, then I want to see it. And I'd like to join Mr. Representative Gruenberg in that request, and I want to know who, why, how, and when. I want to move this bill, but I don't want to leave this issue.
I have a suggestion, Mr. Chairman. Maybe after we move,
Representative Greenberg.
Maybe after we move the bill, we can take 2 minutes of the committee's time and ask Ms. Paul what happened to the issue. She knows. She's nodding and smiling.
This committee is certainly concerned about getting all the information we need. We have already transmitted one letter to the governor's office on the inability of us to receive information on our confirmation hearings. Mm-hmm. And we will, I think that's a very good idea, and we will further discuss this at the end of this bill.
Did you have a letter?
Representative Kavina?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you, but there is an eyewitness to some of the concerns that Representative Greenberg and Baker were talking about is in the room right now, if you'd like to hear from her.
We would take that testimony now. Go right ahead. Name and address, please, for the record.
No, it's online.
The name is Wilma Harvey, 1710 Beaver Place, 90504 in Anchorage. I was the secretary at the time that this took place, this incident. Sherry had called me and asked for certain publications. I began to wrap them to mail, and Carol Michaels, one of the commissioners, and Gwenny Rawls, the current acting executive director, were reluctant to have me do this when I said it was going to a representative's office. They said I would have to charge the publication and the postage to mail them, at which time I called Sherry back and gave her this information. She returned my call in about 15 minutes with the statute number saying that they had to be honored, the representative's office would have to be honored with the mail, and that she would have to subpoena them otherwise. I took this information to the commissioner, Carol Michaels, and she reluctantly told me to go ahead and mail them, which I did.
Representative Greenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see Ms. Paul was nodding that that is an accurate representation of what occurred. I don't think it's necessary to ask her. And we appreciate your testimony, Ms. Harvey. I don't have any questions, and maybe at some other point we'll take this up, but that does concern me. And we appreciate your frankness, Ms. Harvey, and speaking personally, that is a concern to me, what did occur. But I think maybe we'll deal with that at another time.
Thank you, Representative Grunberg. All right, back to the resolution before us. Representative Brockman.
I move that we pass it.
We're not ready for motion yet.
Oh.
We've been waiting here.
Yes. May I? Or I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I just wanted to let you know.
No, it don't matter.
You want to bring that up and talk more?
We should get the exact
word. Mr. Chairman.
Back on the resolution, Representative Moyer.
Well, thank you. Any interest of further information for the committee? I think it's evident that the legislature has not acted hastily in coming up with these two measures. I have a letter of March 1st from the legislature to Governor Hickel. Many of you may recognize it. There's four members from this committee that signed it, whose handwriting I can read anyway. In the letter, we ask that Ruth Lister be retained to complete the tasks that you see listed in Representative Copeland's backup. And as we now know, in fact, she was fired, and these tasks have done worse than fall through the cracks, which we feared, but rather have been discontinued, as we heard from previous testimonies. There are 35 names on this letter, Mr. Chairman, from both bodies, from both parties, and I'd like to make it part of the record, if I may. This
letter will be included as part of the record and indicated in the minutes. Is there any further discussion? Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Gall? No, thank you, Ms. Gall, very much. For further discussion on... So further discussion on HCR 11. If there's no further discussions, I'll entertain a motion on HCR 11. Representative Bruckman.
I move that HCR 11 be passed in the committee.
HCR 11 has... There's a motion to pass HCR with 11 with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? Hearing none, HCR 11 has been passed from the South State Affairs Committee. It will be further referred on to the Finance Committee. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for taking the time on the teleconference. I appreciate you keeping your comments brief, and I hope that our actions today indicates that what you have to say means something to us, too. Representative Bruckman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to note that this is the more sites than I've ever heard before in this committee, and I had a number of people from District 8 testify, which warmed my heart and impressed me vastly. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Bruckman. All right, we are going off teleconference. Teleconference sites are off. The next meeting of the House State Affairs Committee will be Wednesday, March 20th, 1991. At that time, we'll be hearing House Bill 95 relating to Alaska Klondike Gold Rush Centennial Commission, HCR 27 relating to support federal action on violence against women, HCR 1 relating to right to keep and bear arms. That is a constitutional amendment we will have first hearings on, and also other bills that we are carrying over from today. House State Affairs Committee is adjourned at 10:30.